If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad, which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade, perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Zenzation Salad, only at Zaxby's.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
UTIs are the worst. I've been there. One year, I had 8 UTIs. If you get UTIs, then you understand how awful the cycle can be. I was taking all the precautions, and cranberry products, they just never worked for me. I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her in pain, and I wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
With Spencer's background in biochemistry,
and our shared frustration when it came to UTIs, we were inspired to start Eucora.
At Eucora, we make innovative urinary tract supplements and UTI relief products. Our effective urinary tract supplements finally give you a way to be proactive.
Feel like you've tried everything? We get it. We have a money-back guarantee so you can try risk-free. If you're not happy, you'll get a full refund.
We're on a mission to help women get their lives back. Ready to join them?
Get 30% off Eucora when you go to eucora.com/audio. That's eucora.com/audio.
Coming up in this bulletin, National Petroleum Authority rejects assertions new pricing guidelines are not in the interest of consumers. Also in this bulletin, government optimistic about passing IMF second program review for release of $360 million as the mission begins 2 weeks scrutiny here in the country. Also in this bulletin, National Communications Authority to open up more satellite licenses, including Elon Musk's Starlink, to provide alternative for subsea cable services. We have details of these and many more for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojobaka, and look now at our stories. Government is optimistic that it will pass the IMF second program review. The visiting IMF mission today began scrutinizing the country's performance under the fund program on the fiscal and monetary data for last year, ending December 2023. But the Minister of Finance, Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam, has maintained that based on what government has done, the country will pass the review.
The Minister of Finance is working with the Bank of Ghana in preparation for the review. Preliminary assessment undertaken by the Ministry and the Bank of Ghana shows that we are on course to meeting most of the targets under the program. I do not want to preempt this, but we are very confident that we'll be successful at the review.
Mohamed Amin Adam is the Minister of Finance there. Meanwhile, the amount of money that Ghana will receive from the International Monetary Fund could reach more than $1.5 billion if it passes this review at the end of the mission's visit. Now, the IMF staff are expected to go to its board on Ghana's program in June this year for approval and disbursement of the funds. In a related development, the Minister of Finance, once again, Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam, says his outfit would be working closely with the Bank of Ghana to help stabilize the Ghana city. He was speaking at a media engagement.
The exchange rate has witnessed some pressures in the last few weeks, due mainly to the strengthening of the US dollar against major trading currencies across the world. Additionally, payments made for energy and corporate sectors, compounded by the delays with the disbursement of the second tranche of the cocoa loan and the World Bank Development Policy Operation, have placed further pressures on the city. According to the Bank of Ghana, these pressures have been mitigated somewhat by the continued inflows from remittances and mining companies and from the domestic gold purchase program. To further stabilize the currency, we are expecting a total disbursement of about 1.2 billion United States dollars from our development partners, namely the IMF, the World Bank, and the African Development Bank.
Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam is the finance minister. Let's now go to the Bank of Ghana, because they have indicated they are willing to scrutinize and issue new banking licenses if the request is made. This was in response to a question on whether there is any request on the table. But responding to this question, Bank of Ghana Governor Dr. Ernest Addison says the door has not been shut.
In the banking sector in Ghana, and the reasons are not far-fetched. I mean, banking is a profitable business in Ghana. So I'm not surprised that we still have investors that are looking at, you know, putting money into that sector. Hopefully we might have somebody formally apply for a new banking license before the end of the year. But for now, we haven't received any formal application.
Governor Dr. Ernest Addison speaking there. One of our headline stories, the National Petroleum Authority has refuted assertions that its new pricing guidelines for petroleum products is not in the interest of consumers. The African Center for Energy Policy, ACIP, raised some concerns about the new pricing after the NPA, in a letter to the industry players, announced that from April 1, it will determine the benchmark for pricing of petroleum products in every pricing window. Speaking to Joy Business, the head of economic regulations at the NPA, Abbas Dasunti, insisted that the new guidelines will rather ensure healthy price and competition.
Yes, well, I think it's also because there are some perceptions as this does not allow the competition to go on. But like I mentioned, there's a formula used to set petroleum product prices. Since we started price regulation, no oil marketing company actually sets a price without a margin. So they still use this formula that we provide, and then they add their margins to it. So the floor price, as I've said, which is being set, this is to ensure that even though we are protecting consumers and deregulation has brought about the competition we need in terms of using the formula and companies having different margins, because realistically, what happens today is that the differences you see in prices mainly as a result of the variations in margins that the company set. So companies have up to from the margin of zero up to whatever margin which is realistic for them.
Head of Economic Regulations at the National Petroleum Authority, Abbas Dasunti, speaking to Joy Business there. In a related development, the Chamber of Bulk Oil Distributors has thrown its weight behind the National Petroleum Authority's pricing guidelines. Its chief executive, Dr. Patrick Kwikuofori, insists it will rather promote transparency in the pricing of the various petroleum products.
We are all concerned about some illicit products coming into the market. We need to ensure that every player within the downstream is protected, be it the consumer, be it the OMC, be it the importers, be it the refineries. And with this, I think the regulator can have some level of visibility over all the activities that are happening. And with that, they can determine who is conjoining some form of magical numbers that does not necessarily make sense.
Dr. Patrick Kwikuofori is the chief executive of the Chamber of Bulk Oil Distributors, speaking there. Now, the National Communications Authority has indicated that a framework is now in place to license more satellite operators for internet services. This follows delays in the approving of several requests that have come in so far for the consideration of the industry regulator. Dr. Jiwa Noche is the Director General of the National Communications Authority.
NCA has augmented our existing satellite licensing portfolio to include recent broadband satellite services to provide alternative connectivity options for domestic and enterprise users. Currently, NCA have the VSAT satellite service. It's been around for many years, several financial institutions. So I believe maybe 2020 or so, even the Electoral Commission exclusively relied on a VSAT to connect all the district offices. So this is a service that is still available. Having said that, a VSAT itself, the bandwidth involved is much smaller because these satellites are, we call them geosynchronous satellites. They are very way, and they look at.
Joe Anoche is the Director General of the National Communications Authority. Speaking there, now you're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Chief Executive of the Ghana Enterprises Agency, Kosi Yankee Aye, is entreating women entrepreneurs to embrace the process of formalizing their operations. According to her, the challenge most female entrepreneurs face in is attracting investors is largely due to the fact that the businesses lack a good operational structure that could attract investors. She spoke to Joy Business.
If you're going to transform Ghana and work with women businesses, then we need to start having conversations as to how to move you from the informal to the formal. Because if you can't be seen and counted, you can't be added. Most of the times, if you're not counted, you're hidden. But more and more, when I listen to conversations about formalizing the informal, people always talk about, oh, it's because they want to tax us. And then you go on to the next conversations and people say that I can't access funding. How do you access funding when you are not a formal institution? So the challenges of women-based businesses, mostly being informal, mostly being not accounted for, then limits your access to the resources and the support that you need.
Kosi Yankee Aye is the Chief Executive of the Ghana Enterprises Agency. Now, for your insurance tip on Money Lab, we'll finish you with tips on marine insurances.
Hello, welcome to Money Lab. My name is Isaac Edu, Head of Broker Relations at Enterprise Insurance. In the last episode, we discussed engineering insurances. Today, we are looking at marine insurance. Marine insurance covers the risks and liabilities associated with the marine transportation of goods and the vessels carrying the goods. It covers losses such as theft, natural disasters, and fire that may occur during the course of the shipment. Marine insurance can either be on the goods called cargo insurance or on the vessel called hull insurance. It is suitable for ship owners and marine transporters. Thank you for listening to us in this series of insurance. Thank you.
Just gone by was Isaac Edu, the Head of Broker Relations at Enterprise Insurance, with today's edition of Insurance Tip on Money Lab. Ending the Joy Business Report brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Talking about EcoBank, now the EcoBank salary account is a special account designed for workers of all income brackets desirous of receiving their salaries through EcoBank. With the EcoBank salary account, you are guaranteed all the benefits of a normal savings or current account plus minimal. EcoBank salary account gives workers free life insurance cover of up to 10,000 cedis, 24/7 access to cash and e-banking services, internet and mobile banking services, high interest on savings, no minimum balance, ability to save through the EcoBank Save and Suspend, a unique feature that helps customers to save and invest. Remember, the insurance policy covers death, permanent or temporary disability, critical illness, hospitalization, retrenchment, and more. Savings or current account holders at EcoBank do not have to close their existing accounts to enjoy the numerous benefits of the EcoBank salary account. Just ask your branch to switch your existing account to the EcoBank salary account. Non-EcoBank account holders should approach any EcoBank branch and ask for the EcoBank salary account. Switch your salary account today and enjoy amazing benefits at EcoBank. Call EcoBank to free on 0800-003-225 whenever, wherever for further details. EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa. I am Pius Kojubaka. Thanks so much for your time. Ignition is next. Do enjoy.
Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training. and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.